This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, moved a step closer to confirmation when the Senate set the stage for the final vote for today. VOA National Correspondent Jim Malone reporting.
All but one of the Senate's 52 Republicans voted to move to a final vote, led by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Facts matter. Fairness matters. The presumption of innocence is sacrosanct.
All but one of the chamber's 49 Democrats opposed Kavanaugh, including Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The shameful culmination of the scorched earth politics practiced by the hard right in America.
Kavanaugh's nomination became embattled after an allegation of sexual assault by college professor Christine Blasey Ford, which Kavanaugh denied. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded. Berit Riis-Andersen is chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2018 to Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad for their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war and armed conflict.
The Nobel Prizes for Medicine, Physics, and Chemistry were awarded earlier in the week. Also in the news, at least three Chinese nationals were killed, three others critically wounded. It happened in southwestern Central African Republic. They were beaten by villagers who blamed them for the drowning of a prominent local man. At a press conference in Bangui, a government spokesperson said the attack would not go unpunished. The Chinese embassy in Bangui did not comment. This is VOA News. French police are investigating the disappearance of Interpol chief Meng Hongwei, who was reported missing after traveling from France to his native China. We get more now from Reuters' Mia Womersley.
The agency's main role is to help police forces in different countries tell each other about wanted suspects. It says the disappearance of its president is a matter for French and Chinese authorities. Meng has held the top job at the organization since 2016. Rights groups were concerned that China might try to use his position to go after dissidents abroad. For many years, Beijing has tried to get foreign countries to help arrest and deport citizens it accuses of crimes like corruption and terrorism back to China.
That is Reuters' Mia Womersley reporting. United Nations says it is seeking $50.5 million from the international community to provide relief for the 191,000 Indonesians affected by last week's earthquake and tsunami in central Sulawesi. Search and rescue operations continue as well. This woman and some of her family survived the tsunami. Her brother did not.
Someone told me my brother was okay, so I felt relieved. But we waited and waited until into the night, until the morning, but he never returned.
The death toll has surpassed 1,500. Some 2,500 people have been reported seriously injured. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in Japan on his way to another set of meetings in North Korea. We get more now from AP's Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will make his fourth visit to North Korea Sunday and said he's optimistic he'll come away with a plan for a second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. However, he distanced himself from an earlier stated goal of getting North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons by the end of Trump's term in office. Meanwhile, the South Korean government delegation is already in North Korea to celebrate the anniversary of a 2007 inter-Korean summit and potentially engage in further peace talks between the rivals. I'm Julie Walker.
A Pakistani court today said it would allow the country's anti-graft body to hold opposition leader Shahbaz Sharif for 10 days to interrogate him about alleged links to a multi-million dollar housing scam. Sharif's angry supporters and police briefly clashed when he was brought to the court in an armored vehicle. The decision comes a day after authorities arrested Sharif in the city of Lahore. Shahbaz Sharif is the younger brother of former Premier Nawaz Sharif, who was disqualified from his position in 2017 over corruption charges. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
It's music time in Africa. Are you all ready to get your Pan-African groove on? Well, good deal, because I'm dishing up a hot one. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, coming at you direct from Washington, D.C. Today's weekend groove glides, bounces, skips, and rolls through 11 countries. Now, my feature interview spotlights South Africa with the a cappella trio The Soil. That comes at the back half of the hour. Guests also join me throughout the hour. We present Bobby Wine's great new single, Charenga, and Song of the Week by Ghanaian singer-songwriter Ishan, and Malawi's local music hitmaker Atot Manje introduces himself and his 2018 single, Muntu. In between all of this awesomeness, we've got a smoking playlist of songs from Guinea, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Egypt, Madagascar, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. So, let's get to it. One of Guinea's all-time classic songs that's still as hot as it ever was since its release in 1999 is Molanan. In Pul, or Fulani, it means caress me. Petit Yoro, also known as the Pul priest of Futa Jalung, sings this. Caress me, my darling, from head to toe. Caress me until I fall asleep, my sweet, sweet love.
Oh,
That was Molanan by Petit Yoro from Guinea. Even though that song was released in 1999, it still moves Guineans to the core. Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. Here's Hausa Land's megastar, hitmaker, and heartthrob, Ado Gwanja. Salankita, meaning music style, is the most popular wedding song in all of northern Nigeria. Ado sings that Hausa women just can't resist dancing when they hear this song. And you know, turns out it's true.
Ben Zabo from Mali, you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Between 2010 and 2014, Seydou Diabaté, a.k.a. Kana Zoa, assembled one of the most powerful balafone bands on earth. It's called the Kana Zoa Orchestra. This is the lead-off track from the CD Miria, released in 2016. And the message? African leaders, wake up! You need to put an end to Africa's needless and deadly poverty.
We'll be right back.
That was Kanazoe Orchestra, modern yet still enchanting sounds of the pentatonic balafon of Burkina Faso and powerful vocals. Coming right up after this message, co-host of the VOA program Up Front Africa, Jackson Mbungani, joins me to discuss Bobby Wine and listen to his wonderful single, Charanga. The mesmerizing visuals to the song dropped June 26th, and the video is on fire all over East Africa.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Now, some people are calling Charanga the hit of the century. Welcome to the show, Jackson.
Thank you, Heather.
Good to have you here.
It's so good to be back on this show. It's been a while.
It has been.
Yeah? So what are we talking about?
Well, look, being East African and also the host of Upfront Africa, which is a weekly talk show on current social issues in Africa, you're the perfect person to first introduce Bobby Wine's latest single, Charanga.
Right.
And then to describe for our listeners, who is Bobby Wine, apart from being the musical artist, and why should we care?
So Charanga, first of all, means it's going overboard. It's too much. Okay, Bobby Wine in this video sings in almost 10 languages. Bobby Wine, like myself, born, raised in Uganda. By the time you get about 10 or 15, you speak multiple languages. It's so nice to see that he incorporates all these languages in this song. Bobby Wine is a Ugandan legislator, for those of you who have been keeping up with news coming out of Africa.
All right.
Right?
Let's say this, because we want to cut to the song. Let's listen to Charanga
first. Okay, let's listen to Charanga first, then we'll talk about Bobby Wine.
Yes.
That was a great song,
That's
Heather.
Bobby Wine with his latest single, Charanga. And peeps, Jackson Munganyi, host of VOA's talk show Upfront Africa, sitting with me right now. Jackson, how do you like this song?
I love that song. I have to mention that Bobby Wine, unlike other musicians in East Africa who have tried to evolve their music to feel like Afrobeat in West Africa, you know, Bobby Wine has maintained that authentic Ugandan feel to his music. And as much as his messages change, you feel like he probably uses the same producers, he uses the same studio, same music, same feel.
I love it. And he keeps it popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
People still loving it.
Like, his songs from 20 years ago sound like this.
I love
and they're still
this
good.
Sound. It's great. All right, so we're talking about Bobby Wine. That's his new single. But also, we're going to get to the second question here, which is, aside from Bobby being a great artist from Uganda, who else is he and why do we need to know?
Right, absolutely. If you've been following news around the continent of Africa, actually even global news, Bobby Wine has been trending. There was a time about 2 or 3 weeks ago when Bobby Wine was arrested by the Ugandan government. He's now a legislator, member of parliament, representing a constituency where he was born and raised, and he has music studios in there. He's kind of a local legend. He was one of those artists who had a very social message to his music. He was also very much part of the community social services that he set up, encouraging young people to go to school, providing help to families. So when it came time for him to run for Member of Parliament to represent his constituency, he had a lot of support.
And even it wasn't a big surprise. Yes, it wasn't like, absolutely, what are you trying to do?
Absolutely not. Okay. And he ran not as an opposition politician or ruling party politician. He was an independent politician.
Okay, so what has been happening the last couple of weeks?
So Bobby Wine gets arrested after a political rally in the northern part of Uganda where he was supporting an opposition politician. He gets arrested in a very much publicized event that was captured in international media. His driver gets shot dead. Bobby Wine says that the target was him. He says he was going to be assassinated, but, you know, he escaped narrowly. But he doesn't escape the long arm of Uganda's military, which has been said to torture the government opponents. So he's arrested, held incommunicado. His lawyers, his family could not access him for about a week or two. He comes out, he says he's been tortured, and then a week later he's flown to the U.S. to come and get treatment.
Oh, so he's here now.
He actually just left, I think, last week.
And how's he doing?
He's doing much better than when we saw him coming out of detention.
Okay.
Yes, so he's back in Uganda. He just held a press conference the other day. He does not like to call himself a politician. He considers himself more of an artist than a politician, even though he channels the frustrations of young Ugandans in the system. Uganda's current president, Yoweri Museveni, has been in power since 1986, when Bobby Wine was only 4 years old. And so Bobby Wine feels like he's speaking for this generation, his generation, kind of speaking truth to power. I was very surprised that his first song released after this whole kerfuffle, that it's not a political song. So when you first told me about this song, I thought Charenga, which means this is too much, I thought it was a political song.
Oh,
you remember I told
yes,
you that? I was like, Charenga, okay, that means I guess it's too much. But
right.
When I looked at it, it's actually a love song.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised in a good way.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Heather. So happy to come and provide some context to this man, Bobby Wine. And for all listeners of Music Time in Africa, check him out. You know, Bobby Wine is such a cool fella. He's very well-spoken, very articulate, very authentic, too.
And this video, it's a love song. It's adorable.
Check
it's a it beautiful video. You're going
to
love it.
Thank you for introducing that to me, by the way.
You're welcome. You can follow Jackson at Upfront Africa on Twitter and Upfront Show VOA on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you, guys.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, gonna meet his family.
Here is the most beautiful song I think you'll hear all hour long. Daria Albi by Hamza Namira from Egypt has 99,658,314 views on YouTube. And that is just since 2017. Yeah. So the song says, "Shield, oh my heart, you've been astray for so long. You've changed. Shield my heart."
مش باين لي قلبك تايه من مدة كبيرة خايف تتكلم ليه في عيونك حيرة وحكاوي كتيرة متغير ياما عن زمان قافل على قلبك البيبان حبيت وفرقت كم مكان عايش جواك إحساسك كل يوم يقل وتخطي وخطوتك تزل من كتر ما أحبطوك تمل فين تلقى دواك بتودع حلم كل يوم تستفرد بيكي
الصورة غاب وطنك والأهل والصحاب كم واحد ودع وساب من غير أسباب شايف عليك نظرة حنين بتحن لمين ولا مين طول عمرها ماشية السنين والناس ركاب مع دقة عقرب الساعات بتموت جوانا ذكريات عشمنا قلوبنا باللي فات ونسينا نعيش كان مكتوب نمشي الطريق ونفارق كل ما ده شيء اتسرق العمر بالبطيء ورسي على ما فيه
Okay, hello, my darlings. We're at the bottom of the hour, and still so much more amazing music still to come. Songs from Sierra Leone, Malawi, Liberia, this week's feature interview with The Soil, and coming up next, Song of the Week.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
How are you?
Not entirely good.
What?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever heard you say that.
Yeah. I lost a friend a week ago, so I'm not in entirely good spirits, but we'll soldier on. I lost, his name is Akwisi Bafuiwa. He died in a motor accident, and We are all shaken by it. But I know whoever Akwisi is right now, he would want us to stay strong, and that we are.
That's really sad. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Okay, may he rest in peace.
Amen.
Well, hopefully this will cheer you up a little bit.
Amen to that again.
All right. So, Song of the Week. I selected this song, Achia, by Ghanaian singer-songwriter Ishun. Now, Kwame, you're from Ghana, but did you know Ishun's music before?
No, this is new.
Okay, you see, so I met her in Cape Coast when I was there in August. Achia is her brand new single that she just sent me, and she described the song this way. Kwame, do you want to read it? She sent me her description on WhatsApp.
Sure, why not? So, Achia basically means walking with swag. Sometimes when you are working hard toward that goal, you go through tough times. People, even loved ones, tell you you won't make it. You won't find love. You can't do this, you can't do that. Usually it's just them projecting their fears on you. When you do press on and ignore the naysayers, you will achieve your goal. And when you do, it's time for Achia.
Oh, yeah. You walk confidently, knowing very well how far you've come. Mm-hmm. So this tune, she says, I took over for you. Mm. So this tune, she says, is for those who work hard regardless and go out there to get what's theirs. Achia is your song.
Hey, yeah. Come on, make it say, make it say. Usimu jamme die. Now we drink seming. Sia o wei
Wow. So that's Ishan with Atia.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know, Kwame, she's really special because of that voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a singer's singer.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, switching gears and grooves now, we turn to Bobby from Bole, the second largest city in Sierra Leone. Bobby is known for tackling social issues in his songs like bad use of mobile phones, infidelity, and here, in this song, failure to pay debts. Honest debt must be paid, peepas. To Southern Africa for a bit now, first to Malawi with Atot, and then to South Africa, where Bill Odidi presents a great interview with the a cappella trio The Soil. From Malawi, here's Atot Manje introducing himself and his song to follow, Muntu.
My name is Atot Manje. I'm from Malawi, Southern Africa. I'm a local tradition artist. I used to be a dance artist, but I stopped being a reggae artist. Right now, I just concentrate on this kind of music, tradition, and local music. Moto wake bazooka. Gong. You cannot understand a human being when that human being has no brains. That's the concept of the song. See, when I buy meat, you say it's show off. Hey, the same meat I cook in my kitchen, you say I'm greedy. The same meat I cook outside, you say it's show off again. When you're very rich, They say you sold your soul to the devil, you perform some rituals. So when you're poor, they say you went there, you went for the rituals, but it didn't go well. You see, such is African life. That's how we live here. Oh my God. When you're slim, your body say it's AIDS. When you're fat, that means you're using the ARVs very well.
Right, that was Atot Manje from Malawi. And now, let's meet the soil. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Heather. This is Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa in Nairobi. And, you know, we're very lucky to have artists from all across Africa performing in Nairobi from time to time. I'm delighted to meet the soil. Now, this is a trio from Soweto in Johannesburg, South Africa. And their voices will just blow you away. The name is so beautiful. I couldn't try to pronounce it because I was going to stumble all over it.
It actually means beauty of nature. Yes, Mushabendalo, yes.
My name is Ntsika Fana Nganga. I'm part of the soil. I'm the vocalist, but I also beatbox because there is the main beatboxer.
Master P.
That's Master P. But when it's his turn to sing, I beatbox. Over the years, I've gotten better at it, but no one can beat Master P. I mean, we know he's the king.
Yo, it's your boy, Master P from the soil. Yeah, I'm the beatboxer, the guy who does the poo-poo chill. Mm-hmm. Our music is very basic and raw, and if you look at the soil, it's very basic and raw, but it does a whole lot of things. It builds houses. We want to cover the whole world like the soil, you know what I mean? We want to enter into every stage, and we want to heal people with the music that we were blessed with.
The soil is matter. It's everywhere, and it's so unassuming. We were going with that approach as well, so that people could see these three kids from Soweto and not really await what would then come out of their mouths, you know?
You describe your music as Kasi soul. What does that actually consist of?
It's like tagging your cow. There's soul music everywhere in the world, but Kasi is a slang for neighborhood.
Oh, all right,
so
right.
When we refer to our neighborhood in Soweto, and other people as well in South Africa, they go, you'll find me in my Kasi, in my neighborhood. So it was soul music from our Kasi, hence Kasi soul music. In our era, when we grew up in the late 90s, the most popular thing was Kwaito. There was no guy that could stand in confidence and start singing instead of rapping or doing Kwaito, you know? So us singing was a way of also showcasing that we have soul music that is from this place that is so rich with other forms of music.
Everyone loves Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and I know they've inspired you, and you describe yourselves as this century's version of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. How do you build on that foundation from Shabalala and his group?
Those guys are legends. Those guys are amazing. And we were so blessed to work with them on a song called Humble Your Sebenza. And we've been looking up to them from when we started, because they started this whole movement of a cappella, and it showed us that no man, the sky is not the limit. Actually, you can actually skyrocket higher than everything that you think. And yeah, man.
Like Pete said it was an out-of-body experience when we got a chance to work with them and sit with Bab Shabalala, drink tea with him, and share all these amazing stories.
It's like always meeting that person you always looked up to. It was just, it was like a dream come true, you know, and to top it all off, to share an idea about a song and sit down and conceptualize for a song was just a cherry on top, you know.
Absolutely outstanding group, The Soil from South Africa, carrying on a proud heritage of a cappella from that country. Amazing harmony, and I'm sure you love them. That's about it from me, Bill Odidi, in Nairobi, Kenya, for Music Time in Africa. Thanks, Heather Maxwell, and back to you at the VOA in Washington, D.C.
Much, Bill. Well, our final song of the hour from Liberia has the perfect parting message. Here's Spoil You With Love by Joseph Dean featuring KZ and Marvelous MC. Why is it perfect? Because that's what all of you should do to the one that you love all week long. Till next time we meet again right here on Music Time in Africa.
I was for you enough. Anything they say, I was for you enough. From Monday to Sunday, I'll spoil you la. From Monday to Sunday, I'll spoil you la.
Say grandma, me jemu neo. Say grandma, me jemu neo. Muni glebia yo, muni chupa yo. Muni glebia yo, muni chupa yo.
Daddy Ola, hey I say, I was looking for my love of me, man. For the way I find you, I will spoil you la. Oh me yo, baby. Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you well. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you well.
Say grandma, me jemu neo. Say grandma, me jemu neo. Muni glebia yo, muni chupa yo. Muni glebia yo, muni chupa yo.
They love you, Zizo, no papazi. They love you, Zizo, no papazi. Ogo yipa, muni kwayi dema. Ogo yipa, muni kwayi dema.
Love in my kitchen, Nana, in my bathroom, they reach it. All in my house, we there loving. And I'm scared of Ebola, can't chase me. In a case, you won't be case, can't. That one, I mean nothing. I will spoil you, will love my baby. That will say that I will not spoil you. Then I say that one, la la la. La 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 la. La la. La 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 la. You my bum pity. My one pity. My only pity. I say pity, pity. Oh, pity, so.
And I wanna know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you well. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you well.
Say grandma, me jemu neo. Say grandma, me jemu neo. Muni glebia yo, muni chupa yo. Muni glebia yo, muni chupa yo.
Jona Kabuno, Naked Banu, Nani Chupoda Do, Banga Sanko, I won't marry you, that the thing I tell you, Mutumoja, Mupanya, Kandemo, Nipumbu, Nitiwe, Kandemo, Nabuanye, Kundamo, Missa Indiaga, Mwetople.
All right, that was Joseph Dean from Liberia, and it's time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for grooving with me this weekend. Special thanks to Jackson Mvunganyi and Kwame Ofori for joining me in the studio today, and also to artists Atot Manje and Ishun for sharing their words and their music. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, and we're also on shortwave Friday at 09:05 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays 5 minutes after 9, 15, and 2000 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people. Stay blessed.